In the middle of graduation season, a free speech debate is playing out online and on campus at New England's largest university. Racially charged tweets from an incoming Boston University professor are raising questions about whether public academics should have the right to share their private opinions on social media. From WGBH's higher ed desk, Kurt Carapezza explains.
Sociology professor Saida Grundy doesn't start her new job at BU until July 1st, but she's already well-known on campus. She created a firestorm recently when she tweeted in response to University of Oklahoma students caught on video singing a blatant racist chant. White masculinity isn't a problem for America's colleges, Grundy tweeted. White masculinity is the problem for America's colleges. The tweets went viral. BU was far from happy, and the whole brouhaha raised lots of questions about whether professors employed at universities should express their personal opinions on social media.
I'd like us to see universities have a higher bar in terms of respecting the free speech rights of faculty and employees.
Sasha Costanza-Chock is a professor of civic media at MIT. He says many higher ed institutions are still trying to figure out what to do in the new media landscape. So are the professors themselves. And Costanza-Chock says it's on them to understand their role.
The university professor is in a position of certain kinds of influence and power over the students that they're working with. So we want to expect them to consider that when they're expressing their ideas publicly.
BU isn't the only school caught in the crossfire between free speech and social responsibility. At the University of Kansas, a professor was suspended for a tweet that criticized the National Rifle Association after the Navy Yard shooting in Washington, D.C., and the Kansas Board of Regents has taken steps to regulate professors on social media. Last week, a priest at Seton Hall University says he was fired after posting a Facebook message supporting gay marriage.
People are taking you as an intellectual, as a professor, so you're not just a private person. So that your tweets have to be as nuanced as possible.
Peniel Joseph teaches history at Tufts University, where he directs the Center for Race and Democracy.
Some rabble-rousers are here.
Joseph thinks if you're a professor and have taken a job with the university, you should have the right to tweet about university issues.
At the same time, what happens is that what you say in social media can also follow you and have some consequences that are unintended.
One problem is that academics with strong opinions and big personalities often struggle to express themselves in 140 characters. Still, Tufts professor Peniel Joseph says they should be mindful when discussing controversial topics.
Subject matters like race, absolutely, you have to talk about, but you have to try to not categorize whole populations.
Boston University has condemned Saida Grundy's tweets for categorizing young white males. BU's faculty union says it supports her right to express her views without the threat of censorship. At this point, it's unclear whether Grundy's tweets will continue to generate controversy or serve as the beginning of a public conversation. For now, her Twitter account is private. On campus, Kurt Carapezza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA-CREF Financial Services.